And I was gonna make a penis joke. I don't have anything creative to start the podcast off with this time. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't have one of those fake bits to act like we're not live, and then Beastos tells us we're live, and then you know what I'm saying. I don't have one of those right now.
I thought you was the creator, bro. What happened?
You know what's crazy? I am the creator. I created the creator. Like, no cap. No funny, no BS. I created the creator, no cap.
And that is 40 seconds. 40 seconds in. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm on that type of timing. Y'all should have never let me watch the Kanye.
Yo, Discord, say cheers.
Hey, no, oh, what happened?
Don't worry about it, bro.
Don't worry about it, bro. You're good.
Go create, bro. No,
for real though, like, it. I ain't gonna lie, and B-Souls know. All right, it's time for me to pop mine. Dang. And you know what's crazy? I got it back. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. God, I'm melanated, looking good. Eyebrows need to be arched a little bit. They should have never let me watch the Kanye doc. I watched the Kanye doc, did some research on Mr. Beast. Looked up different pronouns. What I was really trying to find out, I know it's not gonna make sense to y'all. I was trying to find out what it means to be him. You see what I'm saying? Bezos, do I gotta get a soundboard? I looked up different pronouns to try to find out what it means to be him, and all I kept finding.
Okay, my bad.
No, you good. All I kept finding was just a bunch of pictures. And let me show you the pic. They said that's him. They said that's him. I swear to you, bro. I can't make this up. One time I got into a fight. And I promise you, I was whooping his ass. He was whooping my ass. We was going back and forth, X, Y, and Z. I mean, it was a good fight. We fought to the end. And you know, to this day, it's still a struggle. It's on site anytime I see him. And you're probably wondering, who was the person I was fighting? It was me. It's me versus me. I'm my only competition. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah.
And Comcast. Yo, Sage. Never mind. Yo, keep creating, bro. You got it.
Oh, I just say it. Listen, we got to riff. We got to kill time. And the only way to kill time is if I rhyme. Listen. Am I lagging that hard? Is that crazy? am I lagging like this? Do I need to fix the connection?
Say it again, bro.
Right
say it again.
Now, you're straight. That's crazy. Say it again, though.
That's so crazy.
No,
that's
your sound so good, and your video quality is good, but like every couple of seconds, you just freeze for like 3 seconds.
I want people to see the freeze frame, bro. I want them to see me, bro. It's him for real. Like, I looked at Mr. Beast's website. And, you know, he has MrBeastJobs.com. So I looked at that. I clicked that or whatever. I was scrolling. Bro, I seen like 5 or 6 jobs. It's only 13 jobs listed on that site. I seen 5 or 6 jobs. All of them describe me. Literally in the description, it says Omar. Like, I'm not even joking with you, bro. And I don't know where he thinks he's going to find Omar at. He can contact Omar reps, but it's not going to happen, bro. Are y'all ready to start the podcast?
Yeah, I mean,
it's up to you, man.
Up to you,
hey,
boss.
Welcome back to another episode. Stop it.
Up to you, boss.
This is crazy. Welcome back to another episode of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast. Dag, I really lost it right there. I ain't gonna lie. This is bad. L connection. Super L connection today, y'all.
Sheesh.
So, Amber said we want to see frame by frame analysis. Is crazy.
Hey, you'll get it. Don't worry.
And Manny says, "Yo, I'm going to Atlanta next month. What do you recommend? Shit, the best show in town is me, twin. I don't know what to tell you. Listen, this is another episode, the latest and greatest of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast, the only podcast where we dick ride ourselves." I got my guys with me. They in the building. TSO underscore Sage. How you doing today?
I'm good, bro. What the fuck the underscore? I'm straight, bro. I'm straight.
There we go. Brian B. Solace, Bobby Souls, 2-channel Brian. How you doing today? 3-channel Brian.
Doing great. Doing fantastic. Had a good weekend.
You got some head.
Chill out, bro. Chill out. I got a Switch. I got a Switch to play with now.
So he about to get his ass being smashed. It's crazy.
Did you get some head though?
Yo, Omar, how was your weekend, bro?
Listen, I had a good little weekend. You know what I'm saying? I had a weekend off. It was a good little weekend. I was thinking about questions that we could talk about on the podcast, but I'm glad that Andrew brought it up. Let's get right into the meat and potatoes before we even get into any of the introductions. I think the introduction would be too long. Hitman Holla, and mind you, that says Hitman Ola or Big Sean.
Not for real.
Hitman Ola.
Hitman Ola or Big Sean?
I'm happy enough I didn't see either, and we'll continue to be that way.
I tell you what.
I'm not.
Say easy Sage, for you, like dang.
Sage, I'll show you Big Sean right now.
I'm good, bro.
No.
Do not send it.
That's literally what he put his dick next to. Well,
there's no.
I found out that it's actually it was fake.
Purple. I figured it was fake. But if the stories are true about that. Sage, Hitman Ola or Big Sean?
I still wouldn't know. The other guy, I don't know, man. He could be a rookie of the year or some shit. I don't know.
I hate this nigga. They call him the biggest of Sean's. I don't know.
Come on, man.
I'm taking Sean Dunn. Listen, man, if you're new to this, If you're new to this and you want to be true to this,
ain't nobody fucking with my dick.
You're gross.
If you're new to this and you want to be true to this, make sure you hit that join button. Smash that join button. Leave a comment. Subscribe. Become a what is that? A superstar member? Superstar membership gives you access to the Discord. The Discord gets you access to other penises the size of Nintendo Switches and other Nintendo handheld games. Game Boy Micro? Become a member today. Hey, if you listen to us on Spotify, I'm really close to giving up. I'm not going to lie to you. But you listen to us on Apple Podcast, is that one of the things? Is that one of the drinking game things when I mentioned Spotify?
Oh no, it's just too much juice in my cup, so I'm trying to ruin it. I'm trying to get some juice now.
Anyway, if you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, make sure you leave a 5-star review. Fuck it, leave a 4-star review. Leave it. If you feel that way about us, leave a 4-star review. I don't care about what you do right now. I just want you to be honest. I'm tired of folks lying to me in my life, bro. I think I'm out of all my stalls. Follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram, share the podcast, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. We're trying to get to 100K subs before the end of February. 100K before the end of February. So, and I think we can do it. Honestly, I think we can do it. Let's go through some of these super chats.
Yo, I'm looking through some of the 5-star reviews. The very last one is titled, "I was coerced by Omar into ...
Oh, shit.
And it says, "Omar, now that I gave this podcast 5 stars, it's time to hold up your end of the bargain and give me my sister back."
Who is that? Who is that? Who is that?
I don't. His name is G.B. Clarkson, 02.
So is that Gary Clark? Is that Gary Clark?
Omar is dead. I'm trying to think of someone he knows in real life.
Question is, why is the girl there?
Who is that? I don't know what they're talking about.
Just saying, man. Let her go.
Daddy Damo in the building. Damo, how you doing today?
This man look pissed.
Bro, that shit said 8:45 on YouTube. I just knew we were starting at 8:45.
7:45.
Yo, that shit said, I swear to God, that shit said 8 on my computer, bro. I'm mad. I'm sorry I'm late, bro.
Are you straight?
L Souls.
My bad.
Okay, yeah. Let's go through some of these super chats before we get started. Omar, internet worse than the NBA Twitter community. That's racist, Parker. It's Black History Month. I bet B-Souls would side with him.
It's on the way out. He's getting excited.
Glitch Shinobi sends a dollar. Archie says, need rematch with Sage on Smash, training arc done, question mark?
I haven't even practiced once since. I ain't gonna bullshit. I've been working. I've been working. He's been asking me to play like for the past couple of days now, though. He horny. I beat your ass up, actually.
Kevin said, he sends 20 SEKs. Let's get some sex in here to start the pod.
We gotta. I gotta convert this. Fuck it. I gotta convert this sex.
Yeah, somebody tell me what
over
that...
under $2. I feel like it's like under.
What the fuck is it? Swedish currency?
Let me see.
Hey, right now, if you are in the Ukraine, send us some Ukraine dollars. No cap. Send it. Send
that
it
is
to
$2.09.
Dang. right over. Would have lost the bet.
Send us some Ukraine bucks, bro. Send us some Ukrainians.
Ukraine bucks is crazy.
Andrew says people were saying it was a Switch Lite. Whatever it was big as hell. I don't know.
Oh, so you got like one. Anyway, all right.
Oh, y'all talking about Big Sean? Big Sean?
Yeah.
Sean Don. Whoa. Stop.
Archie said, Omar, are you excited for the new Arceus DLC? Yeah, nigga. What kind of question is that? Tulo says A&P Davis is thick. Don't know why he said that. Davis is clearly not here.
Well, I was like fantasizing about the ass. He ain't even here yet.
Hey, yo.
So that wasn't funny? So my question is, was it funny? That's my question.
What the fuck?
That's my question. I've asked several things. Was that funny?
It's just the way
funny.
You said it.
It was funny. I wasn't expecting Brandon. You to have the joke. I'm not going to.
I rest my case.
Brandon says. He said, "What are you gonna see if Omizi really a Pokemon master with this new Gen 9 come out?"
Yo, have you seen the new starter Pokemon, bro? They look so stupid, bro.
Hey, nah. That fire-type little shit, bro, I slandered it the second I seen it. Why not even 30 seconds later? I'm like, this motherfucker ain't that bad. I ain't gonna lie. It's coming around, bro. I'm looking at this motherfucker again, and I'm like, he ain't that bad. He might be a bucket. I'm gonna be with the fire-type motherfucker.
A bucket is crazy.
I'm gonna be with that fire-type motherfucker. Y'all can keep your little Donald Duck. And your the little grass kitty. I'm gonna be with that fire motherfucker.
Grass kitty is crazy. Jerry says A&P Data Davis question mark. Don't worry about that. Mr. Fantastic says trying to see Davis cheeks in the NSFW text chat on this. I don't understand. PJ's real talk. My grandma has been in the hospital for a couple of days, and the pod and the Discord has been helping me through this rough time. Love y'all for real, for real.
Wish her the best, for real.
Wish you the best, love you too, my guy.
Parker sent some Canadian bucks. Had to for Damo appearing. I need to know the Canadian conversion rate as well.
I do it.
Snacks says so. Illuminati need to make a video on Omar, Mr. Sus. There is nothing gay about me. Not even close.
You're emasculating the people. 784, by the way. CA 784.
Such a random number, but we'll take it. Sean says Sage is a flaming hetero. KB says, shout out to the first black. Oh, wait, let me let B-Souls read it. You can read this one because this has Eminem.
I'm good, bro. I'm good.
Crazy.
I'm only gonna read it.
Shout out to the first black person that told Eminem, yo, you doing too much. That's a W man right there. That's a W man, guy.
Fuck that. Shout out the first black man that said he's the GOAT.
Fuck that. I'll take it one step further. Shout out to the first black man. You know, this is our last day.
Oh, this is the last day. I got
black
come
pod
that.
In black history. Yeah, I got come that. I'm going crazy all pod. It's the last one. Shout out to the first black man. The first black man in particular that said, you know what? Vanilla Ice ain't that bad. Shout out to that nigga.
Crazy that said nigga. Vanilla. It's crazy you said vanilla. Shout out to the first black man that said, hey, this is the wrong person. That's the wrong person. You think she made that? Bullshit. It was Bob Myers.
I got two.
That's actual human. Holy shit. That's actual human. Why is it Bob Myers?
Shout out to all the black people that were actively hating on Obama in 2008. Shout out to all them niggas that was really hating on Obama.
Shout out the first black man and black woman that openly said, you know what? Black lives don't matter.
Oh. He wins that round. he wins this round.
Shout out to all right, let me stop.
We're gonna run on your cancel. I know.
He wins this round. You open the political bag now.
Somebody was like, shout out to the first black people to try to join the Klan. Like, that's crazy. Like, yeah.
I just want to say, yo, chat, I want y'all to understand how there's levels to this. Earlier, we were dead ass roasting Dick Flair for having syrup in his vicinity, like on standby.
Oh, I bought that for the jump.
Sage dead ass does it. No one better than I. No one better than I.
It was for a bit. It was for a bit.
Nigga, you did not bring up syrup
Shut up, bro. I didn't. Final answer? I didn't.
Manny said, need y'all's opinions or am I tripping for thinking For Your Eyes Only is better than
God damn right. I had me some motherfucking pancakes before the pot.
You are tripping. You tripping for real.
I mean, wait, what? Need y'all opinion. Am I tripping for thinking For Your Eyes? Yeah, you're an idiot. What the fuck?
For Your Eyes Only, great album. Yeah. Not better than Forest.
Yeah, I think it's underrated like shit, but come on now, dog.
Fella says, who want a slap box?
Me. I want to. What's up?
He ain't about that.
Nico sends $10 just off the strength. Shout out to Nico.
Off the strength.
And then he sends another $10 and says, shout out to this podcast.
Dang.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to you, bro.
Listen, let's get into some passive basketball talk while we wait for Levis to come on the podcast. We do have A&P Davis. It's Davis. I'm Davis. We're Davis. He is going to be on today. He's running a little bit behind. You know, he never charges his Tesla. I think we should do some NBA talk, but not before we do the Manscaped deal.
Mm.
Because when we talk about NBA, we're talking about the best with the balls.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Right. Whether it's DeRozan, whether it's Jokic, whether it's Embiid, whether it's Giannis, trying to figure out who the best with the balls in my eyes isn't even a contest because it's Manscaped. If you understand what I'm saying. B-Souls, how do you feel about them?
They are an amazing company. Shout out to Manscaped for sponsoring this podcast. The best in men's below the waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision engineered tools for your family jewels. And they recently launched the ultimate men's hygiene bundle, the Performance Package 4.0. For those asking, what is in the Performance Package 4.0? First of all, it comes with this. Nice bag. Very nice bag. Nice material. You see what I'm saying? Comes with the Lawnmower 4.0. Wireless. No cords. And even got a dock for it. USB-C. Ain't even got to get into the tech. Very reliable. Does its job very well. Also comes with the nose hair trimmer that I don't have with me right now. But every time I use it, I just... A whole new world. You know what I'm saying? They also got the Crop Reviver right here. This is the ball toner that they have. Focus. There you go. And they also have, in my opinion, my favorite product. Not even my opinion. It is my favorite product. The Crop Preserver. Ball deodorant right there. You see what I'm saying? All in this handy-dandy package. And they also come with a really good pair of boxers. Very, very nice products. Very nice products. And if you want 20% off of your order at Manscaped and free shipping, use code BUCK20 at manscaped.com. Once again, shout out to Manscaped for sponsoring this podcast. We love you. And that's about it. Thank you.
All jokes aside, what is ball toner? What is that? Like, does it tone? Does it make your balls like toned or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I thought it was a smell thing. I don't know. I put it on like once or twice. The fiance loved it. Like, really loved it. And then that was it.
That's all that really matters, Dama. Yeah. She loves it. I love it. What the fuck?
Yeah, whatever it is. All right, listen. Look at Dama. It's an ad.
Stupid.
Look at it.
What you slamming the door for? Oh. I'm gonna say, where are milkshakes?
Oh, you get your bitch.
Yeah, tone balls, head ass. It sounds like he ordered always Sunday. He ain't going to Chick-fil-A again. Why he always look depressed every time he get food?
What? It doesn't have a bun again, bro.
Think, oh. Every time he ordered food, he looked depressed as hell.
This video is not sponsored by DoorDash.
Stop getting DoorDash, bro. Like, for real. It only causes you pain.
And if y'all don't start eating Stouffer's or some shit like that.
All the nigga wanted was me and my fiance's milkshakes. Nothing. Nothing. My drink, I ain't got no drink. What the fuck I'm supposed to drink? What I'm supposed to drink with my food? I ain't got no drink. Nah, I lied. Bev. I got something to drink in the fridge. I was just being greedy, but they ain't give me none of my beverages, bro. No drink, no milkshake. Yo, fuck DoorDash. I'm feeling like Bow Wow right now, bro. Fuck DoorDash, bro. You niggas suck, bro.
There goes that bag.
This video is sponsored by Uber Eats.
Shout out to Uber Eats, yeah. Grubhub had ass. Listen, there was a report that came out that a executive said that LeBron can't be that guy anymore. He's 37, though. I don't understand why this is like such a real conversation. I think that LeBron fans have set up this hype train around him every single season as if he wasn't getting older, as if he's not getting older. But specifically to the Lakers fans, and B-Souls, you could chime in. Your team is doing well. I feel like when your team is ass, you can't really chime in. Look at you smiling. When your team is ass, you can't really chime in. So as the Hawks sit in like the 10th spot, I'll take a back seat to this one. How do y'all feel about that statement and the current state of your team with LeBron James being ass?
Not inaccurate. It's not in the sense that Bron can't win us any random game because LeBron's LeBron, but carry a season, carry a team to the finals on some 2018 shit. Those days are clearly done. It's just not. He just can't sustain that level of play at that high of a consistent rate without risk of injury or simply even doing it at the level that he once was. I feel like anybody that takes offense to that downplays what a prime LeBron James really was. So it's sad and depressing, bruh. But I think once we get in the plane, if we get in the plane, I should say, we're live. We're still like LeBron, AD, if they're healthy, if he's healthy, really. But nah, it's depressing. I hate this team. I told my friends this. I don't remember the last time I saw the Lakers win. Dead ass. I really don't like. Do I catch every Lakers game? No. But every time I turn on a Lakers game, I really have not seen them win. I on life, bro. And maybe I'm a casual. Maybe they just went on a 5-game win streak and then I tuned in the other day and they lost. But I really don't remember the last time I saw the Lakers victory and moved on. Except that one game where everybody was like, a win is a win. And I was like, no, it isn't. Outside of that one game, bro, I haven't celebrated a Laker victory, bro.
The last five Laker wins, everyone on Twitter is like, yo, this might be the game where, like, yo, they turned it around.
Right.
Like, yo, it's that game. It's just 3-game losing streak. Yeah.
This is ass, bro.
How you feel about the season, man?
We have Westbrook and Melo on our team. I knew from day one when they announced we have Westbrook and Melo, this would happen. And I lied to myself that this shit was actually going to work. So if there's anybody I'm mad at, it's me. Because I knew this would happen and I convinced myself otherwise. But in terms of everybody saying LeBron's not that guy, whatever, it's crazy how y'all wait for him to have a bad all-star game and then have a bad game. And then it's, oh, man, LeBron's not that guy. He can't be that guy. He's 37. But when he was putting up crazy numbers, going through crazy stretches, it was, oh, man, LeBron's 37. Y'all can't expect him to keep playing like this. How long have we heard LeBron is and then followed up with whatever age? Literally since he went back to Cleveland, it seems like. Yeah. At this point, greatness is greatness. He's a longevity GOAT. He's in the same conversations as the, man, I would say Karl Malone first, and that's not say him first, but the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's. Karl Malone, because it's, again, longevity.
Yeah.
He's in that conversation. Those guys that go for longevity, they produce at a high level no matter what age they're at. Niggas are used to seeing niggas be like Kobe. Niggas are used to seeing people be like Paul Pierce, Trace McGrady. Their body just literally break down. No, this man is blessed. Let's just keep looking at him as a basketball player that's performing on a elite level like we've been doing his whole career. So, yes, LeBron can still be that guy. That doesn't mean Jokic can't be an MVP. That doesn't mean Giannis can't be the best player in the league. Doesn't mean none of that. But LeBron can be 42 years old. If he's still giving you 22 and fucking 7, he's still that guy. Like, I don't know what to tell you. He's still producing. He's still putting up numbers. He's still a fucking threat.
Okay.
I want to ask y'all a question. As I was scrolling through Twitter this weekend, I saw one specific take that really caught my eye, and it caught a lot of people's eye. Lowe suggesting that the Lakers should trade LeBron. Dang. Nah.
Damn, that milkshake really pissed that nigga off, huh?
Trade LeBron. I wasn't in the Twitter spaces, so I don't know the full context. I was at his
he was getting Twitch some head, right?
All right, bro. I was about to say, I was at the Twitch stream where he was explaining it a little bit, very vaguely. And essentially, he was talking about how, like, if anyone was in this, if the Lakers had any other star, or if this was any other star, it would be, like, free Dame or, like, you know, free whoever, free Paul George. But because it's LeBron, Laker fans want to be in denial about the situation at hand, even though they should actually trade him. Yo, he was really, yo, he was enjoying that one.
You're a motherfucker.
Yeah, you're an eater,
really
bro.
Really enjoying that one.
You're an eater, locked bro.
In. He eat it.
Nothing else in this universe mattered. Yo, but the bite. Nothing else mattered.
You are a top five eater, bro.
Yeah. Look at that. That is an eatist, bro.
Nothing else matters, man. Just does not.
Yeah, hey, this, yo, this, yo,
this, yo, yo, get a, hey, get a, yeah, get a napkin, bro. Get a napkin. What's going on?
If I may say, I understand where he's coming from. However, let's let LeBron rock, bro. Let LeBron do his thing until, you know, Bronny James comes in the league. Let's just let him rock, bro. If that's where he wants to be there. I don't think he wants to be out of L.A. I saw another tweet that said Kobe never had as much power as LeBron either. Kobe had competent leadership behind him. And I just don't. And mind you, well, he had some say-so, but he had competent leadership at the helm. Even if LeBron put himself in a situation, I want to know, like, after he retires and the documentary comes out, about how much power he had in any decision that ever was made in any tenure of his basketball career. If you set yourself in this situation, let him rock out, bro. Fuck the basketball. It's sunny as hell in LA. It looked cool. The Super Bowl was just there. The World Series was just there. It's mad bitches for his homeboys there. Like, shit's crazy. Let him rock out.
I think as a fan, but if you're the Lakers organization, though, do you have that same sentiment? Like, what if he'll probably leave after, like, that last year?
Yeah, I still would disagree, though, because that last year going to give you a good shot. The one saving grace about the Lakers is that the pack is in the air for this season. Let's coming out so far, ever since LeBron was a Laker, he had that one season where he got hurt. Then he got a chip. Then he got hurt again. Now we're dealing with this bullshit to be determined. But the next season, the season after that, it's like we just built this team wrong, and the players that are coming back actually make sense, except for Taylor. I ain't gonna lie, trade Taylor, please. But Russ has to opt in. Russ might not even opt in. I mean, shit, reputation got fucked. If you want the bread, you want the bread. But if it's up to Russ if he opts in or not. But then everyone else on the team is going away.
Dom was smashing this food.
Yeah, Dom is going crazy.
And at the same time, this guy, what are you doing?
Yo, what's going on?
That's good.
Hey, y'all want to hear some crazy? Y'all want to hear some crazy shit, bro? For real.
I know your car is dead. Your car is dead, and that's what you're about to tell us.
Listen, man. I charged my car, but I spent crazy to get to the crib, and you know Sandy Springs is the worst place in the world. Okay. I missed the exit, and my car is dying again. So I was trying to get to the crib. I missed too many exits. Here we are,
ladies and gentlemen.
Are you on, like, the highway right now?
Nah, I'm parked. I'm parked in a random street. Got my homeboy in the car right here. We missed a few exits. I got 2%. I'm not making it home tonight.
Shit.
So this is where I'm living at right now.
Why are y'all paying him any mind, Davis? What really happened?
He's not lying. I'm stranded with him, bro.
We are stranded right now. I swear on everything. I'm not making it home tonight.
Snipe, are Omar, y'all really stranded?
Omar, I am. I had to be home an hour ago.
Yo, Snipe looked pissed, bro. Yo, yo, take me home.
I'm happy to be here, though. I'm a big fan of the pod, man, honestly.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's do the podcast.
Let's get it in. I hope this my setup not too ghetto. I got two of these lights right here. You know what I'm saying?
On 2%. Car on 2% and everything.
Probably draining the battery. You see my dedication.
What? That's a creator right there. That's a creator.
Listen.
Let me see your flashlight. I'll see your
phone. No, you cannot see my flashlight. Mm.
This is the silly. All right, look. That's the light right there. I'm just saying. Everyone, A.M.P. Davis. Let's get a round of applause for A.M.P. Davis.
Let me see the chat.
I have 8%.
Don't care. I got charges.
yo.
First question that I have, it's a personal question. At the All-Star Game video, when Chris went down, you said, yo, we need to bring in John. I don't want nobody else but John. When Snipe was right there, why didn't you suggest
that we bring...
Oh, shit.
He's dead ass. He's making shit up right now.
I mean, it's on video, so why did you want John instead of Sniper Jones?
Show me the footage. I don't think that's true. I think what I said, John, Omar, I said I wanted you, as a matter of fact. The reason I didn't want Sniper is because he's been the main referee in the video, and I was like, wouldn't it look weird for the sequencing of the video if someone goes from being referee to being on the court? So I actually think I asked for you, Omar. And that's how, you know, I just wanted the video to go well, because, like, it wasn't anything based on basketball skills, because we definitely wouldn't have chose you. I mean, last time I saw you play, Omar.
Crazy.
Yo, Davis, that's taboo. That's taboo for him.
AT Jazz.
Yeah, Tristan Jazz owns you.
To say that at the end of Black History Month is wild.
Yeah, no, it's true, though.
It's true, though.
You know what's crazy? I'm home. I'm warm. I don't have somebody stranded next to me. You know what I'm saying? Listen, let's get into it for real. Davis, how you doing today?
Man, I'm blessed, man. God watching over me today, even though I'm in a bad situation right now. I'm blessed.
Yo, you keep looking over at Snipe. That shit is crazy. Because I know
I want to go home.
Hey, but no funny shit, though. I hope y'all know. Only reason the setup is ghetto is because of the craziest inconveniences back to back to back. I want it to be professional for this. Like, crazy shit happened back to back to back. So,
listen, bro, we only got a couple questions and then we want to get into the Q&A. Hopefully somebody ask you, you know, what them cakes is like. Let's start it off. Honestly, these are my questions. That's what they're going to ask. I seen it in the chat already, bro. I already know what they like.
All right, bro.
8%.
What's your biggest AMP regret?
I think joining AMP in general. I think joining that was probably one of the worst things I could do for my career, in terms of the fact that I don't fuck with any of the members on a like personal level. You know, all these niggas is weirdos to me. In this, I'm fucking.
I'm about to say now, clip. Okay,
timestamp.
All right. Why I left AMP?
Timestamp that. Cardio, get that. Reds,
yeah,
get
that. Oh yeah, yeah. Cut that shit up.
Was this 33-42?
Now, honestly, my biggest regret probably that we didn't stack up on more videos before we launched the channel. It is insane to me that we missed as many weeks as we do, and. I'm gonna start throwing the blame on Chris again. I tried to take it off him for a little bit. I'm gonna start throwing it back on Chris.
Pause.
You know your reputation. You know your ass got a reputation. Hey, yo. I ain't talking about throwing it back. That's crazy.
Stop it.
That's crazy.
Yo, shut the fuck up. I'm screaming.
He said I'm screaming.
Anyway,
I see why.
Anyway, so I'm throwing that. The blame back on Chris. Because he just doesn't try. Like, he it's my fault. Like, we went to SneakerCon today. He could have been editing, bro. Like,
who invited him to SneakerCon? Who invited him to SneakerCon?
But, like, he should have said no.
Isn't that on you then?
No, he should have said no. He's a grown ass.
Oh, my God.
Leaders not to temptation or some shit. Okay.
throwing it back on Chris as well. Don't you think it's wild that we record? Don't you think it's wild that we record the week of just to upload like the next Monday? Like we'll record on Thursday in hopes that we upload on Monday.
The system is not working right now. We have some good routines and good rhythms where we hit like 3-4 weeks in a row. But after that, like damn near like a 3-weeker is coming. Like we're missing 3 weeks after that. Like so, I think that's the biggest problem. That I wish we would have stacked up on more evidence, and I wish we would have got the routine of doing that a little bit better.
Don't worry about that. I'm gonna fix that this week. What's going on with your main channel? Speaking of careers,
I don't know.
Honest, straight to the point.
And the problem with it is, Omar, is that like I have calls for like an hour long, like when I try to talk to a few of my friends and we try to talk about like what is the best strategy for me to do with that channel, because like I mean it's 1.2 million subs, this is significant shit, and it's like I'm not, I cannot play 2K right now, just at the current state it's in. So I don't know, I'm trying to figure out the next move. I recorded a gaming video, just a gaming video in general, and I was trying to look at it, but it just didn't feel right yet. So I don't know. I have no clue, but I wish I did have a clue. But I don't think it's 2K. I don't think 2K is in the future of it, honestly.
In terms of making content around 2K, what do you think is the biggest problem right now? Because I'm looking at all the 2K channels. No one's, and respect everyone, no one's having like a career year. Like for
everyone's having the worst year ever, as a matter of fact. But I think, fuck, hold on. Yeah, I gotta turn off the notification real quick, bro. Hold on.
Snipe, you good? Snipe, you good?
I wanna go home.
has he fed you at least?
Let's not make it sound like I'm this nigga's date or something, bro.
No, I just want to know, because you know I care about you. I just want to make sure you're at least like fed. Like you would be good if you were not hungry.
Nah, I'm not hungry at all. I just, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so y'all did go out and he paid for it. All right, that's the best.
He just wants to get under his covers, bro.
Well, what was the question?
What?
What are you
like when we out?
What does that mean, though?
Like, all right, bro, you're being weird, bro.
Sniper on a podcast. Be quiet.
What do you think the problem is in terms of creating content around 2K right now? Like, everyone's having a down year. Like, why do you think the biggest
thing? Well, B-Souls, first of all, it's a pleasure to officially speak with you, my brother. I think the problem is that
yeah, fuck
no
you
one
guys,
cares
bro.
Anymore.
Pleasure to talk to you, too. They on my dick. Damn.
Thank you. I think that there's a certain level of just staleness that comes. I tell this to everybody. You can't do the same thing every day. Is there anything y'all have done for the last 10 years consistently besides like shower and shit? Like, I mean, like you cannot have the same form of entertainment. No matter if you watch the same show after season 10, how exciting is it? You know, I just don't think the concept of 2K being like your main form of entertainment. I think officially people are like, I'm kind of tired of it now. You know, I think there's a certain level of repetitiveness. That I think 22 is a good game, too. I don't even have that much hate toward it. I don't think there's that much they did wrong. I think it's just a level of repetitiveness that they just have to get a new community in terms of new, fresh eyes that are willing to play it, because people are burnt out on it. Like, my era of people, I think.
I think everyone is. Like,
yeah.
No one's blowing up, like which is crazy, but... So many careers have started from it, but no one wants to watch it anymore. No one wants to watch it anymore.
Can y'all see? That's Davis's Tesla's battery. I just text Sniper Jones and asked him.
No.
I just asked him. I don't. And it's because I'm on video mode.
Send our current drop again.
I just said, I just asked him. Like, are y'all stuck for real?
Because he tweets out our exact location and Instagrammed it so many times.
I was gonna say, like, when it comes to the 2K community and shit, bro, people be playing like park and stuff nowadays. I've always asked, and you a 2K YouTubers and shit, might as well ask you too. Like, why don't people try different game modes? Like, I know there's like a couple, not too many. Like, for example, All Star Team Up, I've played it personally on stream. I feel like if it could be done, that'd be something that could sustain a bit longer, but the game is stale. That is not all on the creator's aspect, but I've always just wondered, not mixing up the like game modes and stuff, because Park is dead. I think we all would agree with that.
Okay, now I feel that. Hold on. Tell me if this audio is still good, by the way. Can y'all still hear me like this or not?
Yes.
You good, bro.
Nothing changed, bro. What the fuck?
You don't want Snipe to not be in the conversation?
It didn't even pick it up, bro. That shit is crazy. I think the reason people don't switch game modes is because people, like, in terms of creators, I think they just want to do it gets views. Shit, I did 2K YouTube for 5 years, and I had a pretty big channel on it, and I never even thought about doing my team because I like Park One, and then it's like I had my viewership was based in my team. The few people that did try to, like, switch it up, it didn't work, so I think most people just want to do what works well. But, truth be told, I think that's a easier way to diversify your audience than, like, switching games entirely. So I think more people, if you want to be a 2K creator, I think it's better to, now that you say that, like, probably should do multiple game modes so, you know, you can diversify a bit.
Okay.
That's a smart approach. I think maybe I wish I would have taken that. I don't know what other game modes I would have liked.
Yeah, that's where I say, admittingly, as I asked it, I was like, I mean, it's only All-Star Team Up. They took out Crew, so you can't, like,
do that like that. Yeah. So, but that's a good point, though. Most people don't even play Prime, you know?
Yeah, I thought that was huge with Joe Knows when he was on his crazy run. I thought that was huge for him.
Yep.
Shout out to you, Joe Knows, by the way.
Yeah, shout out Joe Knows.
Domo, you had a question?
I thought you had if anything, because not my fault. I was really trying to sit back and think, was there any, like, my team YouTubers that successfully went over to Park? There isn't. I can't think of none. The only ones I could think of that really tried it was that really was trying to be consistent, and niggas tell me if I'm wrong, was fucking Bum SK. And yeah, Bum SK tried it. It didn't work.
What'd you call
it? Bum SK, the dude with the long neck in LA. Oh, my fault. LSK. My fault. I'm sorry. Y'all know him as LSK. My fault. Bum SK.
You got status with LSK or something?
I've never liked him. I never trusted a dude that's 6'10", that when he one-on-ones with, like, 5'11 dudes, he just shoots jump shots. Like, he doesn't even when, nah, like, no matter who he plays.
Though, I think he knows that it'll be too easy.
So what happened when he played Giannis? Matter of fact, what happened when he played any, like, lesser YouTuber that was similar heights to him?
I don't know what happened.
He shot jump shots. Oh, you wanna know why? Because he's a bum. LSK is a bum.
Jesus Christ.
He's tall for no reason. Oh, shit. He's tall with Greg Oden. But this isn't about him. My fault. I'm thinking LSK, Jesser tried it, didn't really work. Troy Dan tried it. I'm supposed to be asking David's questions.
Flight's the only one that's dominated both my team, at least off the top, my team and Park.
But Flight isn't, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't think, Flight did both at the same time, though. It wasn't like he started with one and then transitioned. He was doing both. Like, Flight do whatever. Flight's whatever. But, Davis, you said you were a fan of the pod. What's your favorite podcast moment?
Hey. I have a screen grab. It was a time when Omar's face cam was so fucked up.
That was last week.
The last pod?
That shit was last week. Damn, that's messed up.
Shit. I don't know what pod he's talking about.
Yeah, then I'm like 5 minutes ago.
Shit. Yeah, there's a few of them. We can have a compilation of that.
Legit tears out my eyes.
That's so crazy, bro.
Should be fucked. I ain't gonna
care. Oh my god. I know Damo might not ask that question, and we can move off of 2K. But he usually asks this question a lot from, like, 2K creators. You don't feel like you have any part of ruining 2K as a creator, like making it oversaturated, the community oversaturated in what you do?
I'm gonna be arrogant for the first time in a minute here. Hold on, I'm trying to put my AirPods in. I realized I disconnected them. I'm gonna be arrogant for the first time in a minute. I'm so sorry. This setup is so ghetto, bro.
It's all good, bro.
Oh, yeah. Is this better? Is this better? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear
you.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. I don't think so, because I think I was the least spammy content creator in terms of what they posted. I think I posted the most diverse type of stuff in general, because most people find something that works and just spam it, even in Park. So I think I was the least repetitive YouTuber. I think I was coming with fresh ideas and stuff when I was doing it. That said, I'm damn near 2 years removed, like a year and some change removed. But I think I was pretty diverse for it. But I don't think so. I think maybe in terms of the people that are like, oh, YouTubers are the reason everyone uses the same jump shot, dribble moves. Yeah, sure, that could be me. But in terms of different content on 2K, I think I was pretty diverse with what I was doing on Park.
Well, then let me ask this, because you you self-proclaim yourself as the least spammy. You spammed the least, you were the most diverse. Who do you feel, because over on this side, listen, I was heavy in Park since 2K14, since the birth of Park. Who's one 2K YouTuber? And like you said, you're 2 years removed, so it don't matter. You're not seen as a 2K YouTuber. It doesn't matter for
I'm gonna do the same thing.
Who's one 2K YouTuber? Like you said, you're the least spammy. Who's somebody in your prime? So let's say 18, 19, 17 era that you felt was the most spammy.
Just posted the same shit every day.
Just the same shit. You're like, bro, what the fuck is this? Like, who was that?
Bro, let me think. Damn.
There's so many?
Low-key, everybody was doing the same shit. Like, I was like, damn, y'all niggas posting this again? Damn. No, I feel like everybody low-key is doing that. Let me see. Is there anybody specific that's like...
Okay, so if everybody was doing it, who was that one person that was doing it?
Yeah, don't you cop out.
I get it. Everyone was doing it, cool. So who was that one guy that was doing it that you was just like, but why? Like, why? Why? Who was that guy?
I don't got nobody specifically. Like, I wish if I was still
yeah, WPR team, bro.
Everybody's a nobody.
I'm not pussy. Okay. I'm scared. Like,
I got one for you that'll put you in the corner. It's a question. So no. So you have a bunch of friends who are 2K YouTubers, and I think we can all say, I had a conversation with Duke. He made a comment saying AMP saved all of our lives. And this was not too long ago, but this is specifically speaking, not David. It's not like we were out in the streets doing drugs.
I was
doing
pretty damn.
No. But what I'm saying is, listen. Listen to what I'm saying. With the trajectory of 2K right now, you can see that, okay, there's at least an avenue and a lane that it's an easy pivot out of. But other people don't have that. And we know some of those people. He could be mad at me when I say his name. We can have a conversation. I'll pull up to the house and we can have it. When Peter calls you and asks you, hey, how do I pivot out of 2K or what do I do next? What is some of the advice that you are giving to him?
Peter is currently Peter has another channel right now that is fucking phenomenal. He has a channel where he's doing expensive, long, well thought out, well documented, well shot videos. He is in a completely different lane than anybody I know personally.
What channel is that?
I can link it to you. It's his new.
Is that
channel,
the one where he like crossed the state in 24
yeah,
hours?
Yeah, and that shit, those videos are phenomenal. I think Peter makes the best videos out of any of my friends I know. So what he's doing right now, you just have to find your own lane. It's a completely different audience that he's trying to grow. But I think what he's doing right now works perfectly fine. And I think it'll be fucking huge too.
Okay.
I just think he needs to put out more videos, but
yeah, but so he hasn't uploaded in 6 months.
Those videos,
it's a good video.
Those are great. Those are great videos, and they're expensive and time consuming. But yeah.
That's crazy.
I got you.
No, go ahead. Right, I tried to get it.
Listen.
I'm not a ducker. I'll answer every question.
Oh, you will. Okay. Right. Bet, say
I'm about to say shit.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Again, like I said, I was heavy on the Park side of YouTube. I know, like I said, your prime was 17, 18, 19, that run. 20 was cool. What is the most mid-2K Park clan you think there ever was?
Shit, you stole my question. I was going to say, who's the worst player that you like had to...
Not even player. I got you. I can tell you the worst player is Agent.
No, that's a cop.
I'm not AMB.
Give us the clan.
I don't know.
There's only
DF clan is. I fuck with DF.
What are the other park clans, bro?
I'm about to say, once y'all said clan, you guys know exactly what the fuck you guys are doing, bro.
No, what the fuck? No, I didn't. No, there was...
I didn't play
2K. What are the other clans? What are the other clans?
Hey, Davis. I see you. I see it. It's okay. I get it.
Yo.
Speed.
Listen. I'm
listening to
DF. It's
cool. Y'all are funny. Speed round. You support Tory Lanez in the Megan Tory Lanez situation?
Okay.
What the fuck?
That's a wild way of saying.
Hey, yo.
Speed round. Tory Lanez or Megan?
I can't give an answer to that because I don't know what the fuck went on, bro. I just see DJ Academics going crazy on Twitter. I don't know. I'm not gonna be ignorant. I can't give an answer.
This nigga is pivoting hard.
I got you. Yeah, next one. Big Sean or Hitman Holler?
Who is Hitman Holler? Yeah, look up Hitman Holler real quick.
Look up Big Sean.
Oh, that's not a good idea.
Nah, you don't know. It's all right. If you ain't seen the Hitman Holler leak, it's okay. It's fine.
Leak?
What? I'm gonna give you a good one. All right. Easy question to answer. You don't gotta duck the question. Cool. Your Mount Rushmore, let's say it's five people on a Mount Rushmore. Your Mount Rushmore for Park. Park.
Okay, thank God.
Your Mount Rushmore for Park YouTubers. Go.
Agent Duke Davis.
One more.
How many people are? Oh wait,
I said five. I said you do five. Do five.
Fredo.
Let that be. Drop.
You're ugly as shit.
I'm thinking cheese.
Cheeseolic.
Yeah, I think those are all five people that crossed the one mil mark, right? There's no one else.
Is Cheese at 1 mil? He is at 1 mil, probably. Yeah.
There's no one else at 1 mil, right?
Flight?
Flight's not a 2K.
Does Flight count?
I was going to say that earlier.
Flight does not count.
He's not parked.
Flight was already blown up before he got to 2K. He came on 2K lit already. It doesn't count.
Mm. Last three questions for me before we get into... You know, three. Seeing how much money we got. Yes, three. It's quick. They're quick.
Okay.
Biggest. What are you looking to see A&P accomplish this year?
Functionality. I think. I just want to see everyone come together and just have a well-oiled machine. I mean, I think. When I look at our videos, there's some of the more entertaining ones on the internet. I think there's natural genuineness out there, which I think a lot of groups lack. None in particular. I know that was your next question. Stop.
I wasn't.
Okay. I think just functioning as a group, I have 1% now. What the fuck on my car? I think functioning as a group and just consistently getting out videos is the most important thing, especially Omar with the other things at hand. That we're trying to do this year that we can't necessarily talk about yet. So I think just being functional as a group.
I agree. Biggest Kanye West takeaway from the Kanye West doc.
I haven't finished watching it. I haven't had the time to yet.
Did you watch the first episode?
I watched half of the first episode.
Oh,
but
wow.
You know what it did, bro? You know what it did? And it's going to sound like some real arrogant shit. I started having my friends record me. Ew, I'm like,
I'm documenting this shit, bro.
Everyone talking about the All Falls Down shit, right? I mean, what?
The All Falls Down clip. Yeah.
The All Falls Down is a fucking classic, and he couldn't even get people to look in his direction. I mean, that's just motivation. That I don't give a fuck if you 33 years old. Go, sniper. Leave me, bro. I have 1%. I'm gonna die on the highway.
Turn it to him.
Sniper trying to call the Uber and leave me while I have 1%
that's
in my car.
Hey, I get the dip. I just want to know who won today. Who won today? And the one I'm assuming y'all played each other, right? Y'all played basketball.
We didn't get a chance to play basketball today, bro. But you have so many in your beer, Snipe. But anyway,
hey, get it for him.
Stop. What were we talking about? Yeah, I think it's just on some like persistent. If you believe in yourself. You gotta believe in yourself before anyone else does. Come on. That All Falls Down clip is iconic to me, bro. That's fire. That's fire.
This is a crazy interview. Tell Snipe, let us tell Snipe bye before he leaves.
Snipe, they said bye, bro. If you better dip on me. He's mad at me.
Turn it. Snipe, you good? You good?
He's coming through the AirPods. He can't hear you.
You let me. Let me call. Oh, he got 2%. Let me not call. Okay, that's good. Let's look at all the money we made, and then we'll go into some questions from people. Listen, ASAP Don says, shout out to the first black person to say Colonel Sanders did more for black people than Harriet Tubman. Look at this nigga. Davis. Shout out to the richest black man in America, Kanye West.
Humble one.
Ty Loco says, what is Davis? Why is Davis? Dwayne says, shout out to the Let's Keep It a Buck family.
Facts.
We have Jamira Robinson. Can you tell them to sub to Red So Smooth, please? What does that mean?
Jamira, tell your boyfriend to get a refund.
Yeah, who is Red So Smooth? What the fuck? Was that a shout out?
This nigga told his girl to do a shout out on our channel. Yeah, you are not slick, nigga. You are not slick.
I was like, what the fuck was Red So Smooth? She's talking about the button?
That's what Delton is talking about LeBron. I think he can still, he just needs a competent team around him. Shut up. PJ says, La Thunder going crazy in OKC for real. We don't care. Zaib said, so hype. All right, let's. I'm trying to find the next one.
Carl Malone is a fit EDP. Crazy.
That's crazy.
Brandon says, Damo, your favorite eater's favorite eater.
Hey, man, I eat it well.
Sean says, Davis want to be med so bad.
What does that mean?
With him being in the car.
You know, yeah, meds always in the car. Med somebody.
Davis, you don't know med. You don't know med.
You don't know med. Green Goblin says, what happened in the restaurant with your girl, Davis?
In the restaurant with my girl. The fuck?
Hey, that is another question I wanted to ask you. What do you feel about showing your significant other on social media?
I think the internet is too strange. I'd given it thought and I was like, you know, maybe I'd do a video, but I wasn't even, you know what's funny? I wasn't even going to say that I had a relationship on the internet, but I think, I'm going to say it, bro. I think Aiden was pushing so heavy in that A&P Hot Ones video, like back-to-back-to-back questions. I was like, all right, bro, I'm going to say it.
Damn. Which is weird, but, right? Which is weird.
Yeah, that was weird to me, but super weird to me. But so then I was like, okay, fuck it. If we said it in an A&P video, I'm going to just drop a few videos here. But I haven't like put her in a video or like in a real IG post because I think the internet's weird, bro. My mom was in a video. Like, people come up to my mom. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, there's just something about it.
Man,
let me say something real quick too. Another reason why, bro, she had one of my shirts on, just a shirt that I had worn, and somebody recognized her in public off that shirt, which is crazy. That's crazy. I know what
you got fans.
Like, Davis wore this shirt and nobody else in the universe had this shirt. No, yo, that is nuts. That's actually nuts, yo.
Someone came across the girl and was like, is that Davis's shirt?
No.
Yo. Like,
imagine anytime someone wears a champion hoodie. Yo, is that?
That's sick.
Yo,
that's sick, bro.
Now, what were you going to say? What were you going to say?
Two questions for Davis. One, fuck, I forgot it, bro. Kids, don't smoke. That's crazy. I forgot, like, right then and there.
It's only one question.
That is wild. Yeah, just one question. Crazy. Fuck, did I forget it? No, I didn't.
Bro, I got you.
Look, right? So, listen, my question to you is, and forget everybody else here. They can leave real quick. This is just me and you, Davis. If there's ever a time where, like, y'all are accepting applications, is there a way I can boost mine to the top?
Applications in terms of what?
Affiliate, boom guy, the nigga that picks up the
boom
equipment.
Guy.
Anything.
What the
just
fuck is
extra
a boom
stuntman, security, anything.
Oh, we definitely need
the nigga to push your car when it dies.
Nigga, hey, I need that right now. And hey, we need a stuntman because Chris can't do no physical videos.
Hey, I'm your guy.
Nah, yes. The affiliates. Who are the affiliates technically? I don't know. Waleed and John? Snap, are you with the affiliates? Snap is not. He is not fucking with me right now. Snap is not fucking with me right now. Hey, I'm definitely be here all night too. Y'all niggas think I'm playing right now. All right. Yes, I think it would be fucking perfect with the affiliates. Hit up Waleed and John. We need you in an affiliates video expeditiously.
Hey, yo! Somebody clip this.
This works. No,
when I hit these works. Niggas up, I need this clip so niggas don't think I'm lying. So chat clip.
And I'm bouncing. And I'm
but
bouncing,
Davis
I'm
told
bouncing.
Me.
Davis told me I can try out. Davis told me I earned a tryout, bro.
Blue check.
What's it called? No, I think to be honest with you, like the thing that would make AMP automated and fully functional is if we hire more people. So not that's even. I think need. I know that that's the case.
That's with any business, though. I feel like you can scale it to the next level. Maybe there is some hiring things. You're probably right, Omar. I think, you're probably right. I was going to say just functioning is like, I don't know. I think everyone just needs to do their part and shit like that. But yeah, I think
dude,
right.
We could be a little bit honest on this podcast for real. Even some of the stuff that we just did, like for this last video that we shot. Chris should be a managing editor for it. There should be like a team of dudes. I did a lot of research on Mr. Beast this weekend. Chris should be managing the editors. And then there should be a team of people working on three videos from now. There should be people like stuff should be so automated. Davis, I'm being serious. Somebody should come into your room when you wake up in the morning and like pull the blankets off you. Like that's how many people we should have.
Hey,
and how
listen,
automated this thing
I
could
pull
be.
The best blankets, nigga. I'm just saying, if you need a nigga to pull some blankets, I'm your guy.
And however, not to be like too open on the pod, but if we sit here and put the five things that Davis needs done on Omar and Shane's plate. And Agent and Phantom and Kai and Duke and Dave, like, and Chris, what are you doing?
Did his phone die?
Here lies, I'm Davis.
You know what's crazy? I tried to call Sniper Jones when I wasn't talking. I tried to call him, it didn't work. I think something happened to the
Davis
there.
Should die. Well, he did say his car was on 1%. I
don't know if his car is on 1%. Oh, wow. Dang, hey, we really get to the meat and potatoes.
Hey, look at you. Jeez. Hey, I got my question out.
Look at Sean.
I got my petition out there. Nigga, chat, y'all heard it here first. The first successful go. Let's get it. Watch nobody answer me back. Oh. No one's gonna care.
Don't you gotta kick somebody out, low-key? Cause we'll kick Fat Man now. He ain't got no face cam on. Cause when he does come back, he ain't got no room.
Face cams get priority.
No one join right now. No one join right now.
But I think that goes for any business while we're sitting here riffing. Actually, let me show. Astro says, don't know how to become a member, LOL. B-Souls, you want to walk them through that?
Second link in the description. First link is the Manscaped stuff. Second link in the description. Click that. Get the superstar tier. Or if you're on desktop, there should be a join button as well next to the subscribe button. Get the superstar tier. It's the $5 tier. And then, yeah, that's how you become a member. Oh shit!
Go. My bad. Shout out to the first black man that told George Washington peanut butter ain't that good. What I was saying is literally though, I did a lot of research on Mr. Beast and his staff. Like they have so many people in place, but when seven people, because Chris does like camera, Chris does stuff too. If everybody puts like five things on my plate. What can really get done realistically in the timely manner? What can really get done if y'all put it on Shane's plate? But again, I looked at Mr. Beast's structure. Nigga, it's so deep with people that it's so automated. Mr. Beast, all he's doing, somebody's putting a piece of paper in front of him. He's saying yes to 1, 3, and 7. No to 2, 4, and 6, and 3. Or no, he said yes to 3. That's all he's doing. That's all Mr. Beast is doing. And somebody gives him a time and somebody gives him a date and he shows up. And we could be like that. It's just if you expect like two people to take care of, what did I say, 5 times 6, 5 times 7, 45 things, That's not seven, but it's nevertheless
35. But
yeah, I know. I know math is ass. But if you expect two people to take care of 45 things, it's gonna be hard to do.
I get that. No, I definitely get that. That makes sense too. That makes sense.
You know what else makes sense? AMP should just absorb. Let's keep it a buck in some way. You know, just buy us out.
He's a whore. God damn, he's a whore, bro.
I need this. All right, all you niggas got shit. I ain't got nothing but this. This is it. This is all I got right now, bro. God damn.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
There we go.
Stop it. All right, let's bring some people. Somebody said free Omar. Free Omar. Thank you, Cardiac.
Davis, I had a question for you, man. Now, I've heard from sources that AMP is L-Mans. So, what's going on? Why do y'all keep letting Chris do these physical videos? Why do y'all keep doing that?
Chris is what, 22 or 23? No one lets him do anything.
Y'all are his brothers. Y'all know his knee's been banged up for 5 years now. Why do y'all keep letting him get into these basketball videos?
No, we did the basketball video, and we had a timeout. After the first quarter, we said, Chris, there's no reason to keep going as hard as you're going right now. He was diving on the floor, putting the most possible pressure on his knee with spin moves. I specifically told him, stop. Kai on camera said, you're wilding.
He has
to stop, bro.
Sources told us. Inside sources told, let's keep it a bug family, that a lot of cap in what you just said. Sources told us. Well, I ain't gonna say you. Sources told us you were fine. Hey, listen. Sources told us you weren't on that. You were like, you know what? He's a grown ass man. But other members, I'm not gonna say any names. Agent. Literally press the issue to get him to play. Are these sources correct?
No, we wanted him to play, though, but that's not outside the fact, because Chris plays basketball. Chris walks around. He does things. Chris has been playing basketball for a minute. He's done runs with me and Duke at the gym. So Chris plays basketball. We just told him, Chris, you've been playing basketball for months. Play this one basketball game. Just don't go so fucking hard. We don't need you to go hard. Me and Duke can score all the fucking points. We don't need you to go hard. And he was diving on the floor.
Everyone he took that. You know he took that out. You know he took that shit out of the video, right? Where he dove on the floor.
See?
No, he didn't.
No, no, no. He took it out of the video.
Oh, it's a different one? It's a different one? He dove multiple times? Oh, that nigga's wild.
He took it out of the video.
It looks crazy.
It sounds like a 2018 Spurs situation to me. I don't know, man.
Jesus Christ.
That man Chris might ask for a trade soon. Y'all keep pressuring him to do these videos.
Nah, that's crazy. Nobody pressured him, though. I mean, he plays basketball on his own. He'll probably play basketball next week. Yeah, never.
Oh, that's good.
That'd be crazy.
That's
Don, appreciate your time, bro. Peace out. Omar, you got the next one?
Yeah, I got the next one.
Yo, what's going on, guys? Davis, it's good to meet you, man. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. How you doing?
All right, so your car does a lot. I've seen this a lot on Twitter, man. It's tough. If you didn't get a Tesla, what other car would you have gotten?
Lamborghini Huracan.
Anything that's more efficient, you know.
I'm gonna tell you, this nigga's dead serious. There was one point in time, I don't know if you remember this, you were putting like 2 to 3 Lamborghinis in the group chat. I was like, yo, what do y'all think, bro? Like, what y'all think about this one? Like, it's either it's either this or the G-Wagon.
Yeah, the G-Wagon suck. I'm off those now. But there's a car called the, bro, I ain't gonna lie. Sniper's going through. He's not laughing either. No, I ain't gonna lie. I do not like most of the cars. I love the Tesla. The Cybertruck, when it comes out, I want to get the. There's a car called the Aptera that I've been telling everyone. It's a solar car. It's gonna be the first solar electric vehicle on the streets. That's gonna be fire. Outside of that, I have no. There's no other car I want, bro.
Why you don't get some shit with gas, my nigga?
Yeah, I mean, you see, Agent got like 10 of them, you know.
10 of them. I don't know. I don't care about cars like that. I say that as I won a Lambo, but still, like, I don't care about cars like that, bro. I like technology. I like technology in cars, is what I'm saying.
Okay, all right. Check out the Rivian. I think that might be something.
The what?
The Rivian.
Rivian.
It's a pickup.
You got a picture of it?
It's an electric pickup.
Don't watch
You got a picture of it?
Yeah, I got something else though. So Sage, you pulled out the you know what? If you guys want to bring me back up and like towards the end. I got something else for you guys to show.
I don't like that.
Why'd you call my name? He got something to show.
Sage, you show me something. Hey, I got something to show you, Sage.
Come on, man.
What's good, bro? We cannot hear you. Damn, right?
We cannot hear you, my brother.
Uh-oh. Nope. Nothing.
You got
take
three.
Him down. He got
two, one.
Yeah, he looked like
that was a mine.
He looked like us trying to figure shit out. One more. Yeah, nah.
What the fuck?
Yo, what's up? What's up?
What's wrong with you?
I just wanted you know, Mr. Kanye enthusiast here to rate my Donda outfit.
Is that Dre?
That's Dre, bro.
Jesus Christ.
How is this a Kanye outfit?
Nigga, just a mask.
That's not even a yay mask. It's just a mask.
It's a yay mask, bro. It's a yay mask. I bought it.
1.5 out of 10, bro.
A white woman bought that for you, didn't she?
Oh, my God.
L rating. Get me out of here.
That's a yes.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Let's bring up this guy.
Yo.
Yo.
All right. So basically, I'm about to record this Euphoria reaction. That's why I got like the setup and everything.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, what's your favorite show right now?
Favorite show right now? Like, in terms of new shows, like recent shows?
Actually, no, of all time.
Ooh.
The Office.
I'm about to say sitcoms.
Not sitcoms. Or anime.
Is this Krillo?
Dang.
Yeah, this is so... yeah, good, Davis.
Not a sitcom or anything.
Oh, you know him, Davis? You know him?
Yeah, I follow him on Twitter. And I wear some of his clothes. They are.
You know who you should follow on Twitter?
Who is shit? Who his clothes is? You know what? Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, no,
I don't want to shout out on a like podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Me personally, and y'all going to cringe at this. My favorite show of all time is Loki, bro. That's it.
Loki?
Yeah.
Loki's cool. I'll say. I mean, I'll keep it. Peacemaker in terms of new shows is out, but Peacemaker and Euphoria are probably two of my favorite ones right now. So yeah, Peacemaker.
Big Little Lies. I don't know.
I don't watch
now, the ending of Peacemaker. I didn't watch Peacemaker. I saw the ending. The ending is crazy.
That shit was funny to tell.
It's a fucking beast.
Yeah, I feel like I don't watch TV for real. Like, I hate that. That's a cop out. I'm gonna say Ed and Eddie or something like that.
Yeah,
I like how. Last night.
All right, peace out, gang.
Why he didn't answer my phone call? Hold on. I was trying.
He is heated at me.
I know he is.
I make sure this happened by.
You cut out crazy.
You cut out. We can't hear you.
Fuck.
You cut out like the last half of your
sentence. We hear you. You're good now.
Hello? Am I here?
We can hear you.
Yeah. Not just saying. Dedication. I'm dedicated to being here.
What the fuck just happened? Appreciate your time, bro. I don't know what the fuck just happened.
Oh, man.
Hey, I'm going to let you know he's pissed off for real. He's pissed off.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's good? I'm in a weeb mood right now, so I'm going to just go, what's a hyped up anime that was pitched to you and it actually lived up to the hype? And what anime would you watch if you had the time right now?
If I had the time, One Piece, because that shit's 1,000 episodes deep. If I had the time or dedication to watch it, I'll watch it all the way through. What's an anime that was pushed to me that lived up to the hype? Attack on Titan.
All right, Dom stole my answer. Cool.
Yep, hey, Attack on Titan. Yo, let's go.
Davis, how do you feel about anime?
I think it's dope. The only one that I watch, everyone says it's a spoof of anime. So, One Punch Man.
Hey, that one's fire.
I like that a lot. I haven't gotten into anime yet. I have a show that I just started watching, but I'm not gonna tell anybody what it is because I think people are gonna try to spoil it for me. So
100%.
100%.
Yeah, nah, not me.
He dies in the end. He dies in the end.
Niggas gonna do it.
Bro. Yeah, I hate you, bro.
Crazy.
All right, Archie. We appreciate you. I feel like Snipe is really upset, Davis. He didn't answer my phone call at all.
Don't care, bro.
What's going on, family?
Oh, shit.
What up?
Not too much, man. I'm pissed that Snipes left because I really only had a question for him.
Oh, fuck.
Damn.
That's okay.
But my question to y'all is, would y'all make y'all's mom cry for views?
No.
No.
How many views?
I don't know. Oh. A lot of views.
How many is a lot?
Let me check real quick.
Yeah, I was about to say, I can tell
you. I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about, but.
500K.
500K?
Nah. That's no, not 500K.
Omar, could you give me some help?
500K?
Yeah, 1,858,208.
I would do exactly what Kai did to make my mom cry for views. Yes.
It was what I did. It was me. But let me explain. The only reason I did that is because in the last Fear Factor video, I didn't do nothing. Because I don't fuck with that video. I don't fuck with putting shit in my mouth and stuff. So when this one started, I was like, let me be a good AMP member and do the first challenge. But guys, my mom loves me, you know, so.
You had to smooth things over. You ain't have to.
Nah. Okay. It's all good.
All right. Well, that's it. I appreciate that's it. Y'all. Good
fuck
night.
You.
Cruise, dance for me.
No, I'm not gonna.
What's the move? Oh wow! The one time this
nigga don't. Yo, yo, yo! All right, let me explain. My tummy is full. You can't crump for 30 minutes after you eat, bro. I'm sorry.
Oh my god!
Yo, get
this nigga out of here. Get this nigga out of here.
Let's do like 2-3 more because I know Davis has to focus on getting home.
Oh shit! Oh, hey, what up? How we doing? What up? So I have two questions, and it was along the sides of what Omar was saying about the hiring people. You know, I'm a stereotypical Mexican. I'll do double the work for half the pay. I'll go ahead and take care of all the stuff that you need to. I know about key performance indicators. I'm familiar in video and photo editing, all that. But we could handle that another time, you know, after I prove myself. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. But my next question was, close off Black History Month, what are your top five YouTube Black content creators?
Oh, fuck. I didn't know where that was going.
I just didn't know where that was going.
You on the wrong platform.
What are your top five YouTube Black content creators? Growing up, I didn't know where you were going with it, bro.
Nah, just you know,
man, you guys are on edge too 50. Much. What the fuck?
My cheeks are clenched. I don't know what to tell you.
I can start.
How am I gonna ask for a job and then go full like that way? You know?
You tell me. Hey, that's why I was scared.
All right, go ahead. My bad.
MKBHD, Chris Smooth. Oh man, I'm gonna forget somebody. This is crazy as hell.
This is all time.
Yeah.
Let me say. Damn, what's this nigga? Jumpman 23. If you know. You good, bro?
Bro, I just want to go home, bro. I was supposed to be home tomorrow.
Why you look like you crying? And you know I'm still on street. What you?
Nah, you gotta mute your mic, bro.
Don't mute. Ah, this nigga's fake.
Yeah, boo.
He's nice. Right outside of our club. Hey, on me, I'll leave this man. He walked down the street. Right.
Anyone else want to answer that?
Stop complaining, bro.
He got the man's trainer and said, stop complaining. That's wild. He got that nigga stranded on accident. He said, hey, bro, stop fucking complaining, nigga. You fucking complaining, nigga?
Nah, I swear, though.
Yo, that's crazy.
Take that shit elsewhere.
Where are you going to go?
Nah, bro.
Yeah, walk five feet, bro. Take it right there.
Take it over right there, bro.
Davis is different, bro.
I'm scared to drive home.
Nah, they don't like you. That's there's it. No gas station near you. Like
you ain't got nobody to call to. Like you, damn.
Nah, I'm done for. I ain't gonna lie.
Can you call like AAA or something?
Yeah.
It's electricity. You gonna just charge electricity? I need like.
Yeah. You actually. I think they have batteries where they could go ahead and charge you up. You could go ahead and call a roadside service if you have it.
I got 1%. I think
I'm a risk.
I'm a risk it.
Hey, respect it.
How's your phone good?
Shit. Yeah, you could call your insurance agent or your company. I work in insurance, so you could go ahead and say,
you know, real nigga time. Do everything, huh? Crazy. Crazy. Anyone else want to answer this question?
Oh shit.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, go ahead. The Black Okage TBH, I'll say him. Oh. I'll say Shakedown 2012. Shakedown, my guy, Shakes my guy. iPod King Carter, of course. That was my guy coming up. I'll say Duke the Killer. Duke the Killer was my guy coming up. Duke is my guy. And I'd say Israel 85.
Dang, that's a throwback.
Yeah, Damo got some good ones. I ain't gonna lie.
Damn. Yeah, he does.
Damn. Yeah, he took two of mine with TBH and Smooth.
I didn't say Smooth.
Oh shit! Well, I got Smooth.
I said Smooth.
Yeah, definitely
said
not Dama. Definitely not Dama.
Shit, three mo. Fuck. I'm trying like. I used to come up watching. RDC 100%.
Oh yeah.
I guess when I was younger, I watched him all the time. Now apparently he in some beef or some. Give me so, and And then one that's off the rails, Berlizzi. I fought Berlizzi way.
I can't think of five. I got my top three for sure. Smooth Cash, RDC. I've been watching RDC since they started for real. So
that's two.
No, you said
Smooth,
Cash.
Smooth RDC Cash.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You said
Cash,
my last one, and I guess they can make two. Kick Genius. Okay. I used to religiously
the
watch
King
Kick
of Sneaker
Genius.
Reviews.
I think they just both. I didn't really listen to what happened when they broke up, but I'm glad they're back together making content. But Kick Genius is like
that light skinned nigga's a weirdo. I don't care what nobody say. But I'm looking at chat. It's crazy how people are saying Oprah side headbutts women. We can't rep Oprah side no more. You got to put that in the past, bro. Sorry,
I'd just be lying if I said him. I didn't really watch him for.
I watched him like crazy.
I didn't watch him for.
I watched him like crazy. I watched him. When he was beefing with Cash when he was supposed to be scamming niggas in my team. I supported him then, but then when he was on video headbutting old girl in the parking lot, I was like, you know what? He got some demons. Can't do that.
Did you imagine Cruz, what you have to Cruz do?
Said
that
nobody
headbutt?
Said Mopey. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Okay. Get Fat Man out of here.
All right, appreciate you.
Dennis said I could be
more,
a part
two
of
more. Team. We got everybody asking for a job. Man.
Hey, I got a shirt on now.
Oh, good. That's what's up. Thank you.
Oh, I got a shirt on now. Yeah.
I didn't recognize you. That's crazy.
Appreciate it.
Okay, so my question, right? Now, it's Black History Month. Of course, okay. We got to support our black fellows, right? Fuck that. It's Misogyny March next month, and I just want to ask, who is your top five white women? I got to ask. Go ahead.
Top five white women?
Yeah.
Top five Riley Reid.
That's crazy.
Riley Reid's number one. I'd say, who? Y'all seen The Boys? Y'all seen that show, The Boys, right?
Who is The Boys? Who is that?
No, that show. Y'all know the show on Amazon Prime, The Boys? Y'all know that show, The Superheroes? Anyway, for those who do know, the white girl in season two that was with Hitler and came back, her, she's
what?
Number two.
What is going on?
What?
Number what three, I would say, nigga didn't see The Boys, crazy. Number three, I would say
don't
Hillary,
make us to be the weirdo.
Hillary
the
Clinton,
fuck?
Hillary Clinton right after she got cheated on by Bill. That was a W woman. Number four,
Nancy.
I would say
this guy's not
good. You lost your job. You just lost your job, man.
Number four, whoever was the voice actor for Meg on the first episode of Family Guy before she got fired, her. And number five, I would say, who's number five? Oh yeah, Cash's wife.
Ash Nasty.
Yo, wait.
I knew he was going on that one.
Nobody else is answering this. Bye, Stephanie.
That was a funny one.
Yo, let me tell you something. This nigga said another YouTuber's wife. That's the craziest thing.
Nuts, bro.
I've ever heard.
Last one.
You're nuts.
Yo. All right, Davis. I need to really get to the bottom of this question, man.
Okay.
Who's your least favorite A&P member, man?
What the fuck? Easy, man.
There's got to be an answer to this. I don't know, man. I mean, everybody has their days where they really piss me off. Like, everybody. Like, Agent pisses me off when he leaves the door open and all that cold air goes into my room.
All right.
Chris pisses me off when he doesn't do the fucking video. I don't know. I was the least favorite. This is going to sound like I hate giving a cliche answer. I don't have a least favorite. Everybody has their things that piss me off. There's no one I'm like, damn, I can't stand this nigga. There's no one. Everyone does something that's annoying though. And I'm sure I know everybody in their way. Is there one that's more annoying? I don't think I have a least favorite, bro. That's hard though. Like, do you have a least favorite? Do you have a least favorite family member?
I do.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Yeah. I don't have a least favorite.
That was a bad segue.
I don't have a least favorite family member because there's a section of them that I hate just so much that I just couldn't.
I remember that day.
Damn, I hate you.
Omar, yeah.
I remember that day. Member? Omar, who's your least favorite MP member?
Y'all are getting better though, so I don't feel like too many people give me shit. Agent gives me too much shit. Like, it's just like,
I can see that.
Unrealistic expectations, short deadlines, and then it's not really like, okay, I could understand how that's an issue. It was one day he told me that something was my fault, and it was like, that's like literally this other person saying, hey, that's my fault. And he was like, no, that's Somewhere's fault right there.
Is that question extended to the rest of the pod?
Wait.
Who's everybody else's?
Sage.
Who's your
least favorite?
I don't really.
Yeah.
Is Snipe get back in the cart?
Nope, he pissed. He's
everybody bring their own thing.
Yo, if it's me, y'all can say that, bro. Talk to me.
Nah, it ain't you. It's
definitely not you.
It ain't you.
Say it.
Sage, no,
because I grew up watching Agent. It ain't him. Duke funny as shit. Kai funny as shit. Chris is the DMV Brody. Davis is a cool motherfucker. Like, Davis is the awkward to everybody else's Yang or whatever. So yeah,
and the awkward to everyone. Yeah,
Davis know what he be doing. He know what he be doing. And then who the Phantom? I fucking miss Phantom. Oh my god. I gotta get some answer.
You gotta give somebody.
Go ahead. I'm thinking. Go ahead, Don.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna answer though.
Your least favorite.
Oh God, I answer.
Truth be told, I don't not like anyone.
That's what I'm saying. I don't dislike nobody, but if I got an answer, I'll figure it out.
I guess I'm gonna just go off like the person that least consume their content. It's probably Duke, but. I mean, I like them all. So,
I actually don't watch any AMP members' videos.
That's a fact. I should probably start.
Yeah, I don't be watching.
I watch Phantom. I watch Phantom when he posts. I think probably the most.
Damn,
I don't watch any of the AMP members.
Yeah, it's too many. Black women need to get off my timeline. Jesus Christ! It's too many.
Come on, what's going on?
It's too many. Black women are beautiful. It's black women are beautiful for real. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Right?
It's too many demons out there. That's what I'm saying. Go ahead. Finish.
Go ahead, Sage.
No, you say yours, motherfucker. What? Yeah, say yours, man.
Mine?
Yeah. Yeah, no, because you seem to have yours ready to go.
Have mine's ready to go. I don't.
Yeah, you seem prepared.
You know what? You know what's crazy? Chat, who don't I like?
You were mad eager, bro. Bro-ass Davis. You said, mad eager.
I just asked, does it go for everybody? Or was he
does it go for everybody? My turn?
I was
go for yours.
I mean, no, all right, bro. If I had to, okay, yeah. All right, I'm trying to think. All right.
This nigga's a liar, bro.
No cap, because A&P is dope, so I'm trying to think about it. Because Davis, I used to watch Davis on Park all the time. I even had the Blue Mohawk on 2K17.
What?
Agent, I used to always check for Agent's jump shots, even though they never worked for me. So, but I still did it out of love. Never worked, but I still did out of love. Duke, I got on the Duke train a little late, but I respected Duke because he really made the stretch big look easy, even though when I tried to use it, it was never that easy. Chris is cool. Fuck with his edits. His edits is mad cool. Phantom, love Phantom and True Motives back when he was doing that shit back in the day. Then when he got into 2K, shit was dope. Yeah, that's – I can't say I don't like anybody. That's all I am.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's a guy.
Yeah, I'm about to say you didn't say guy.
Who?
Kai, seen that?
Oh, yeah.
That's your answer? Hello?
Yes.
If
I had to pick a least favorite member, it'll have to be Kai. Yeah.
You have any explanation or you just...
I don't know, bro. I mean, everybody I said was entertaining. I like their content. I feel like they bring value when I put them on screen. So if I didn't say nobody, I feel like it'd be the opposite of that.
Bye bye. That's crazy.
And there goes my job application. Chat, nuts. Just know. Listen, bro.
This nigga's nuts, bro.
Alright, bro. Yeah.
That's why I didn't say I dislike somebody when I don't dislike anybody.
There's the Kai interview.
I
know you weren't lying. That's you, motherfucker.
There's the Kai interview. There's the job for you.
What are you talking about? There goes the Kai interview. I don't think we can have a good interview with Kai. I feel like that'd be our best episode, personally.
You're not coming on.
Second best.
We need to bring DTP back. Listen, let me go through some of these super chats and then we get in this bitch. ASAP Don says, future shout out to the first black person to get B Souls to say the N-word and or read a first black person chat. Beyond Comics gave $1. Beyond Comics gave $5.
Back in the car.
Beyond Comics says this AMP.
What happened to the Uber? What happened to the Uber? Yo, what happened to the Uber?
What happened?
Davis, they can't hear us. No.
This is hilarious. They said, what happened to the Uber?
Hey,
we're going
to
get this one
12 miles away. W-Mans.
Okay, niggas letting the car die. Beyond Comics says this AMP need a chef? No, because they like to eat out. So I don't know.
I need
who
a chef.
Doesn't?
I'm gonna get my own chef this year if we don't get one.
Jesus.
And I'm gonna only have him cook for me.
You know what's crazy? We could do all that, bro. There's so many ways to automate this shit. We should be spending so much more money.
We got
just
some
making
dope ass
more
chefs.
Money.
We got some dope ass chefs in the community. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, Atlanta chefs, please tweet at me. I'm trying to get a chef down here.
We could literally just make more money. We could make so much more money. It's ridiculous. I don't know why we don't do it. But nevertheless, Davis, I appreciate you for coming on.
Thank you, man, for your patience. Sorry for the ghetto setup. I've been wanting to do this for a minute, though.
This is hilarious.
This is great, bro. This made it 4 times better.
Made it 12 times better. Trust me.
Thank you for answering all the hard-hitting questions.
Fast.
Thank you, man. I'm a little disappointed, though, because I thought there was going to be some more hard-hitting questions, you know? I thought there was more hard-hitting
you
questions.
You dodged like four of them. I was like, fuck, I'm going to ask for.
I did not dodge nothing, man.
It's not like all of them. Like, hey, you can come back whenever you want, though, for real. This is not going to be your last
time. Be at home, please.
You better come to the house?
No, I'm saying be at home when you get on the pod next.
I tried. I missed an exit, and it put me from 3 miles to 17 miles from the house.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Yo. Damn, what kind of highway is that? Jesus Christ. That ain't.
I feel like we gotta get Sniper Jones on just to get his side of the story on this.
Yeah, I need this story. No,
wait, Davis, turn the Bluetooth off real quick.
I need that story, man.
Yo, Snipe. Thank you for being on the pod today. Turn the card out. Snipe, thank you for being on the pod, brother.
It's not working, bro. It's only coming out of my car. I don't know. He's pissed off. He don't want
to. Oh, Damo, say goodbye to the people, man.
All right, Chad, it's been your mom for your midnight snack, and we will be back this Wednesday? Sunday? Wednesday. What the fuck is today?
Wednesday.
It's bro, Sunday. Every day is just another day for me. You know, check me out on YouTube and Twitch. That's Damo. We going up almost at 1,000 on YouTube. Past 500 on Twitch. Trying to get 1,000 on Twitch. Doing everything big, bro. Love you, niggas. See y'all next time.
TSO Sage, say goodbye to the people.
All right, y'all. It's your boy Sage. Uploading tomorrow, finally. But yeah, I'm gonna start bridging my way out of the damn basketball community because Davis forgot to tell you, basketball community is not that different from the 2K community. It's hell over there too. Trust, trust. It's hell over there.
I bet. So you Uber? Yeah, you Uber?
Nigga, NBA 2K. I mean NBA.
All right. Chill, bro.
I hate that.
You get the ones on.
B-Souls, say goodbye to the people.
Peace out, y'all. Thank y'all for coming through. If you became a superstar member today, go to the community tab. The Discord link is there. We'll probably be there afterwards. Thank y'all for coming through. We will see you on Wednesday.
Bye, guys. I'll see you later.
Did David say bye?
Yeah, David said bye.
No, I didn't. Hey, y'all have a great time. I appreciate y'all bringing me on, man. This was a pleasure, honestly.
Yo, get in this shit.
In the pot.